Movies and musicals on RTE Lyric FM, sponsored by IFI at Home, the new streaming service from the Irish Film Institute. Come home to film. Come home to ifihome.ie.
Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
So, Garrett, we're starting off today with, a wonderful actor, Mark Rylance. Tell us about his latest project.
Yeah, so he's going to star in a film called The Outfit. Now, this is going to be the directorial debut of Graeme Moore. Now, Graeme Moore earned an Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay for writing The Imitation Game. Mm. Now, this film will star Rylance, who's going to play a Savile Row suit tailor in London. I can already see it.
Yes, absolutely.
who, after a personal tragedy, lands in inner city Chicago, where he makes beautiful clothes for the only people around who can afford them, and that happens to be a family of vicious gangsters.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Yeah.
No, it sounds good, doesn't it?
Yes.
So Moore's going to direct this from his own screenplay. The production for it's going to kick off in March in London.
Excellent. Now, A Bidding War at Sea.
Yeah, this is for a pirate tale, The Bluff, which sort of has been written as a star vehicle for Zoe Saldana. Now, while the project deals with Pirates of the Caribbean, it takes a very different approach to that other pirate franchise of a similar name. But this one is set on the Cayman Islands in the 1800s and has Saldana playing Ercel, a Caribbean woman whose secret past is revealed when her island is invaded by vicious buccaneers. The project is described as a blend of visceral action and historical fiction as the heroine fights against the atrocities committed by the pirates. Frank E. Flowers is directing the project.
Okay, that's called The Bluff. Now, Gillian Anderson can do no wrong at the moment. She was superb as Margaret Thatcher in the latest season of The Crown. And you have some casting news for us.
I do. And this is a project that sounds really intriguing now that all the casting has fallen into place. She's going to play former U.S. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt for a project called The First Lady, which is an anthology drama series which Showtime are producing. So, as I mentioned, Anderson fills the last of the show's three key roles, because the other casting members are Viola Davis, who's going to play Michelle Obama, and Michelle Pfeiffer, who's going to play Betty Ford.
The series focuses on really
good casting.
Yeah.
So the series sort of focuses on their personal and political lives. And Roosevelt served in the role from 1933 to 45, which makes her the longest serving first lady in history. Controversial for sort of her outspokenness, particularly on civil rights. She was the first presidential spouse to hold regular press conferences, write a column and host a weekly radio show. And the diplomat and activist also pushed the United States to join and support the United Nations and became its first delegate. So the series is called The First Lady. We're going to wait with anticipation,
you
I
certainly
think, for
are.
That one.
Love the sound of the casting on that. You've some more casting news on the small screen, a little bit of Irish interest in this one, Garrett.
Yeah, there is quite a bit, actually. So a cast has been lined up for a series called Modern Love. This is going to be the second season of this series, which is on Amazon Prime. And they've lined up Kit Harington, Garrett Hedlund, Tom Burke, Anna Paquin, Jack Rayner, Minnie Driver, and Miranda Richardson. And also Don Witcherly is in the cast as well for the second season. So it's based on the New York Times column of the same name. The new season was filmed in New York, in Albany, Troy, and also in Dublin. It's set to air later this year. And the Irish interest, not just in the actors, but in the directors as well, because some of the episodes have been directed by John Carney and John Crowley.
Very good. Now, The Great Gatsby, we've had a couple of screen versions. What's happening next?
Yeah, we mentioned one recently, which I'll talk about in a second, but there's going to be an animated film adaptation of this. So, it's been, as you mentioned, turned for the screen many times. Movies in 1926, 74 and 2013, they've all had a bit of mixed responses as they've gone along. But Brian Selznick, whose illustrated book, The Invention of Hugo Cabaret, became Martin Scorsese's film Hugo, if you remember, a few years ago. He's going to pen the adaptation. And this announcement comes just a couple of weeks 3 weeks after the creator of Vikings, Michael Hirst, was announced as a writer and producer of a big-budget live-action series which A&E Studios are going to be doing, sort of exploring New York's black community in the 1920s. So, yeah, you wait for a bus and along comes you at the same good. Time.
What trailer should we check out online this week?
This looks really nice. It's called My New York Year. So it's set, obviously, in New York during the 1990s. And the film follows an aspiring writer, Joanna, who, after leaving graduate school to pursue her dream of becoming a writer, gets hired as an assistant that happens to be a sort of stoic, old-fashioned literary agent and the agent of J.D. Salinger. So the film is led by Margaret Qualley and Sigourney Weaver. And there's some Irish interest as well. Brian F. O'Byrne stars in it and Sean Kerslake as well, British actor Douglas Booth as well. So it's screening at the Dublin International Film Festival, but it's going to be released in the UK and in Ireland when cinemas do open. They have announced that they want to release it sort of soon after they open.
Yeah.
If you want to look at the trailer, it was called My Salinger Year in other territories. So you might.
I like the look of it. I have to say, yeah. But my New York Year looks very good. We'll certainly keep an eye on that one. And Sigourney Weaver's on a bit of a roll at the moment as well. A couple of new releases to mention on Netflix.
Yes, so if you're a fan of Pelé, the great football player, there is a brand new documentary about him that is on Netflix. And then also as well, a strange one to appear as well is The Girl on the Train. And this is an Indian Hindi language version of the mystery thriller film.
It's based, this was the one with Emily Blunt, yeah.
Yes. So this one, based on Paula Hawkins' 2015 novel of the same name. This one stars Parineeta Chopra as the alcoholic widow who gets embroiled in a murder investigation. So that's dropping on Netflix as well. So they're your two recommendations this week.
Interesting to see that different version of Girl on a Train in the Hindi language. Very good. Give us a TV movie for the weekend ahead.
One of my favourite directors of recent times is Paul Thomas Anderson. I think he makes terrific movies. And this is a favourite as well. A really good movie. It's sort of about a high school dropout in the 1970s. He lands this job with a hardcore porn director and is thrown into this really strange world inhabited by bizarre characters, but really brilliant actors playing those characters.
Amazing cast.
Yeah, really good cast. Mark Wahlberg leads the cast. Burt Reynolds is in the movie. Julianne Moore, William H. Macy, Heather Graham and Philip Seymour Hoffman. The movie is called Boogie Nights. It's on TG Car tonight at 9:30.
Great stuff. Gareth, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Aideen.